Antony went out of the house again to the lawns at the back, and sat down on a bench in view of the office windows. "Now then," he said, "let's go through Cayley's mind carefully and see what we get." Cayley had been in the hall when Robert was shown into the office. The servant goes off to look for Mark, and Cayley goes on with his book. Mark comes down the stairs, warns Cayley to stand by in case he is wanted, and goes to meet his brother. What does Cayley expect? Possibly that he won't be wanted at all. Possibly that his advice may be wanted in the matter, say, of paying Robert's debts, or getting him a passage back to Australia. Possibly that his physical assistance may be wanted, to get an obstreperous Robert out of the house. Well, he sits there for a moment, and then he goes into the library. Why not? He is still within reach if wanted. Suddenly he hears a pistol shot. A pistol shot is the last noise you expect to hear in a country house. Very natural, then, that for the moment he would hardly realize what it was. He listens, and hears nothing more. Perhaps it wasn't a pistol shot after all. After a moment or two he goes to the library door again. The profound silence makes him uneasy now. Was it a pistol shot? Absurd. Still, no harm in going into the office on some excuse, just to reassure himself. So he tries the door and finds it locked.